Difference between today and yesterday is about 13 pounds. I'll put that in right here. You can see that here's the full game. So the first time I started to decide to dry fast, I was about maybe an hour with having not had any liquid or any contact with water. And that was about 9 p.m. And I'll put that slide up here so you can see the progression. About 9 p.m. on Sunday evening. Then I got weighed. I was about 285. And as of today, I'm Tuesday morning, still dry, having worked out and gone for a walk as well. And I am now 273 pounds. So that's about 12 pounds. What does that look like? Is that all fat, Connor? Are you deleting all fat? Absolutely not. I have a very nice ability to be able to put on quite a bit of weight in the form of water. Now, of course, I've been dry for better than 33, 34 hours now. That being the case, we got a full 24-hour day, then a couple sleeping cycles in there, which does make the progress easier. Still working out, still lifting. I went for a very long walk this morning. But 13 pounds, this is day basically two. Yesterday was day one, Sunday day zero. Today's Tuesday. So this is basically day two. We'll see how this goes. Am I thirsty? Absolutely. Videos are still going good though. No issues there. The walk and the workout, everything's fine. I feel good. I feel dry a little, but nothing overwhelming. Also, I know I'm in ketosis. I have kind of a sweet aftertaste on my lips. So that's how I know I switched over to ketosis. So now I'm burning fat for fuel. And the benefit with being dry for right now at least is I am when you start a water fast, the door closes pretty slow. It can take 2 to 3 days to really get into ketosis, burning through the stored glycogen and sugar in your liver. With dry fasting, the door doesn't slowly shut, it shuts much quicker. So within 16, 18, 24, 30 hours for somebody that really has a difficult time breaking through that barrier because of all the sugar and carbohydrate laden treats that they've consumed and fruit and all those other things. It might take that person dry a little bit longer, at least the first time, but the body does a very good job adjusting. So then the subsequent dry fast actually become much more productive as your body builds up, well, gets stronger from the process. Just make sure you talk to your doctor, you seek your medical professional's advice, because as it is, the general consensus of you don't drink water, you're going to die. Yes, that is true. If I were to continue this for a long period of time, there would come a point where I would die, I believe. But then you got some breathers out there. This is a whole nother world if you want to crawl down that rabbit hole that apparently don't need anything but breathing. But that's a whole nother thing. We're just talking about Torchinoff's having a 50-day commitment, which was started a couple of days ago, to eat good protein refeeds. Not abuse the refeed. Maybe have some cabbage soup, a couple of days of that. Just basically doing an entire body reset, gut flora, everything. And if I can torch off 50 pounds, I'm saying I can. And it looks like, and see, I kind of tricked you in a way. I know that I can drop water crazy fast at the beginning. So, wiping out 12, 13 pounds, piece of cake. But now is when the actual fat we're going to see come off, because there aren't going to be these massive changes in weight depending on how my refeeds go. If I eat a lot of sugar or carbohydrates in a refeed, number one, I will have violated a promise to myself to make it 50 days to August 29th. No, April 29th. Get away from August. April 29th, I promise to eat as clean as I can during that cycle. If I mess that up, I will forgive myself as I always has, and that's how I've gotten there. I've always have. That's how I've gotten here. But I will go through painstakingly patient. Let me throw this at you, and this is really going to be another video. But if you have somebody in your life, somebody that's close to you, and you love them, this is going to be tough if they're not prepared and if they're not willing to either give up something that you folks might view as incredibly important, this eating together thing. this feeding together thing, or they'll be willing to join with you, which is the best case scenario. And personally, I'm absolutely blessed to have that. And then you have those that are going to do their best to thwart any kind of success you may have. Also, don't forget, folks, these people are looking at you potentially as you've tried this before. Maybe not fasting, but you've tried a lot of stuff before. Maybe you've tried carbohydrate restriction. Maybe you've tried the fen-phen. Maybe you've tried the phentermines. You've tried all these other diets, and it probably hasn't worked, because that's why the diet industry works so well. Well, it works so well on the money end of it, not so much on the solution end of it. But this is something that doesn't cost you anything. It's free. I'm not making anything from this either. I just hope to sell some houses, because that's what I do in Santa Clarita Valley. So if that helps you, let me know and refer me to everybody you know and love. But as far as this goes, this is day 2 of 50. And realistically, I've done this before. You should start your first time. See what that first 50 days does for you. Now, to torch through that 135 pounds I did originally, that took 7.5 months. But I believe I could have probably whipped that beast a little faster if I would have incorporated the dry fasting that I have really started to enjoy now. Seek your medical doctor's professional, healthcare professional, the people that you know and trust. Ask them before you embark on it. Do your own research. This is your body. This is something that's either on loan or has been given or bequeathed or however you want to mention it, but you owe it to yourself. And if you've let it get far out of whack because you're putting too much in and not letting enough out, hey, you can fix that. Even if you've done that to the tune or 600, 700, 800 pounds, and instead of relying on surgery, there is a method that might actually be more effective. Because with a surgical route, you're having a certain influx of calories when you're eating, and that's creating a caloric deficit. The body's pretty quick on adjusting that metabolism. There's something for you. So you might want to read up on that, because if you go without any calories, the body ramps up that metabolism to help you get out there to find some, because, oh my God, you're starving. But when you restrict your calories, and you go from, let's say, a lot a day, being obese, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7,000 calories, to 800 calories a day because you're caloric restricted, your body says, well, he's getting something, so let's go ahead and just chop down his old active furnace here, make him tired, lethargic, upset, not want to get off the couch, just want to lay around all day. So we'll lower that metabolism so he doesn't really want to move at all, and we'll be all right, about 800 calories. Plus, he's got all this stored body fat, so we could maybe hit up a little bit of that. But instead of really hitting that full force because he's going to go out hunting, we're going to go ahead and just hit it a little bit and go ahead and just utilize those 800 calories he's eaten and starve it himself. It's really something to look into, and I believe that you will make massive progress by jumping in on this. Talk to your doctors, see what they think. This is day 2. I'm Connor with Honor. Let me know if I can help you. Well, we'll talk to you later.